Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. As many organizations will embrace remote working for longer periods of time, maybe even forever, as a result of the coronavirus and all the work from home requirements, there looks to be two groups that might benefit from an extended or maybe even a permanent shift to working from home at many of the country's largest and most prestigious tech companies. The first group is tech workers who just maybe don't feel like living in Silicon Valley or Austin, Texas, or New York City, or any of the other more popular tech hubs. These places have traditionally lured workers in with the promises of lots of opportunity, great jobs, and being the headquarters of huge tech companies like Google, Facebook, Microsoft in Seattle, and more. But these locations also come with a lot of problems. Really high cost of living chief among them. But if you wanted to work at one of the most prestigious tech firms in the country, you almost had to live in one of these tech hubs. But now, with increased working from home at many of these very same tech companies, they'll be able to extend their recruiting net, and popular tech workers and talented tech workers in other parts of the country won't feel the need necessarily to have to relocate to one of these cities. And the second group that might see the benefit from extended working from home, in the tech industry at least, it's smaller and mid-sized businesses that are not located in one of these hubs and maybe traditionally have not been able to compete with the likes of Google and Facebook and Microsoft and Amazon and the like for the best tech talent. Companies like Google and Microsoft and the like were able to throw incredible perks at workers, build these incredible campuses with free food and dry cleaning and shuttle buses and on and on and on, all the kinds of perks that startups and smaller companies were never really able to offer if they weren't even located in that area to begin with. Now, with this more widespread embrace and adoption and just realization that working from home, especially in the tech industry, might be a perfectly suitable way for an organization to function, these smaller and mid-sized businesses located anywhere in the country might have a better chance to compete for tech talent. It's going to be super interesting to see how these trends develop over the next couple of years. We'll be watching them closely at the HR Happy Hour Show, and we'll be sure to be talking about them as well. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.